Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the MOB Daily Power Call. Great to be with you on a Tuesday morning. Kicking off another big day here in the MOB community and grateful, as always, to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday. It is always a privilege and an honor and a great deal of fun. And today, man, it's a great day to be here, isn't it? It's a great day to be alive, great day to be an entrepreneur, great day to be the best we can be. Simple fact of the matter is, there's never been a better time than right now. So let's do it. That's it. End the call. Have a great day. Fly high, fly fast, fly far. Just kidding. If it were that easy, we'd all be doing it, right? If it were that simple as just waking up and going, woo, flip switched, then perhaps we could do it. But here's the difference. Here's the reality. Sometimes flipping the switch is very difficult. Sometimes we drag ourselves out of bed. We drag our butt through the door. We try to get going. We sit down. We go with the best intentions. And it's the execution part that falls apart. Simple fact of the matter is we all have reasons that happened. We'll call them excuses. It doesn't matter whether you're successful or whether you're getting started, whether you're a big shot or whether you're somebody who's never been, hasn't been realized yet. We all make excuses. But here's the reality. You can make excuses or you can make results, but you cannot make both. You probably heard the old saying, make it happen, right? We talk about commitment. We talk about focus on the objective there. There is no room for ifs and buts and I can't. Those don't exist when we talk about making it happen. I love the term make it happen. It's beautiful because it's pretty much cut and dried, right? There's no fluff to it. There's not some silly song and dance behind it. It's just that. Make it happen. Find a way. Get past the result, or I should say, get past the excuse so you can get to the result. Now, I've taught people in my courses, and any of you that have followed me long enough and been involved in Flight School to Success or any of the other stuff that I do, you probably remember me talking about a mathematical equation. We all make excuses, and it's just like the denominator in a fraction, right? Fraction, 1/2, 1/2. Well, 1/2, that's a pretty big number. It's half of something. But that denominator is only the number 2. The number 2 in and of itself is a small number, especially relative to the number 100. What's bigger, 2 or 100? We all know the number 100 is bigger, except when it's in the denominator of a fraction, because 1/2 is much larger than 1/100. So if you think of your excuses as the denominator, then the bigger the excuse, the smaller the overall sum, except when your answers are bigger than your excuses. You see, when your answers are bigger than your excuses, then you have a real shot at winning. If your excuse is number 2, then your answer has to be 3. Then it's 3/2, 3/2, and so on and so forth. And my point to this whole thing is that we can make excuses or we can make results, but we can't make both. And if we're going to make it happen, we got to find the way to take action in the face of wanting to make those excuses, no matter how well-crafted they are, no matter how much we believe them, no matter how deeply rooted they are in our life, we have to get up there and make it happen. If you truly want your business to hit the top levels, whatever that means to you, you get to decide, you get to define, you get to write out and architect what the top level means for you. If you want it to be everything you want it to be, then you have to decide that you'll do whatever it takes to make it happen. Strip away the excuses. Find the solutions. Make it happen, whatever it takes. Now, you don't need me to tell you this. You know this deep down inside, don't you? The only limits that exist in business, or life for that matter, are the ones we place on ourselves. Here's something I want you to think about right now. What limits are you putting on yourself when it comes to money? And I'm not just talking about saying, hey, this is what I think I can earn. There is a limit to that too. You may say to yourself, well, you know, I think if I earn a few extra $1,000, I'll be happy. Or, hey, if I make, an extra $100,000, I'll be happy. Whatever the thing is, you got to realize the money's not going to make you happy. It might grease the skids. Money's a lubricant for sure. It'll help you from getting scraped in life. It gives you lots of opportunities and options to seize those opportunities for sure. But what are your limitations around money? A lot of times people say, well, it takes money to make money. Does it? Or does it take creativity to make money? That's the real answer. A lot of times people go, well, listen, if I had X, Y, and Z money, I could invest in this and I could make that happen. Then go do it. What's holding you back? What's stopping you? It's a lack of creativity, typically. It's not always laziness. A lot of times people like to beat themselves up and go, well, and they start pounding themselves over the head with this stick of self-doubt, the stick of self-deprecation, and start giving themselves this bad rap. Stop doing that, too. But definitely start seeing yourself as being more creative. Find a way to make it happen. Whatever matches up for you. But it's got to be something that pushes you out. You can't get what you have or what you want doing the things you've always done. If you did, you'd have what you want. It's that simple. Sometimes we place limits on ourselves with our time. Here's the beautiful reality. We all have the exact same amount of time. It's easy to look at somebody else and go, well, they have more money than me, so that means they can go out and they can invest in this and they can buy that and they could do that. You could make that excuse. It is only an excuse after all, but you could make it. But you can't go there with time. Doesn't matter how rich you are, doesn't matter how young you are, doesn't matter how tall, how short, how fat, how thin, doesn't matter whether you're a man or a woman, you have the same 24 hours. I don't care what your race, your religion, your background, your experience is, we all have 24 hours. And inside those 24 hours, there's still only 60 minutes. And inside each of those 60 minutes is still only 60 seconds. You can't bank it, you can't buy it, you can't reverse it, you can't fast forward it, you can't build compound interest on it. It doesn't work that way. And here's the most disturbing part. When it's gone, it's gone. It's not like money. Listen, you know what's crazy to me about time and money, the time and money conundrum, so to speak, is people undervalue time. They value money. So if I gave you $10,000 in cash, $10,000 in crisp $100 bills, and you stuck it in your back pocket, and you're walking down the street, and it fell out of your pocket, most people would lose their mind. Just me talking about that right now created anxiety in a person. And yet, they'll waste 10, 15 minutes. If they got like time in between something, they got a call coming up at the top of the hour and there's only 15 minutes to go. What's 15 minutes surfing the internet? Let me take a look and see what my friends are doing on Facebook. Easily waste their time doing that. And yet, in that 15 minutes, they could make that 10 grand back. No, they'll lose their mind. They'll stress out. They'll put themselves in the sick bay, in the hospital, over worrying over that 10 grand. But they won't think twice about flittering away 15 minutes here, 5 minutes there, 20 minutes over here. Hey, it's only an hour. It's only an hour. Let me just watch this one episode. Let me just watch one episode. It's only an hour. What could you do in all those little pockets of time? Let's talk about circumstances. You know, the only limits on our minds or limits in our business and life are the ones we place in ourselves. We definitely create limits when we think about our circumstances. Hey, if I was born under better circumstances, if I had more people who loved me, if only I didn't have this limitation, if I didn't have ADD, if I didn't have this handicap, you know, if more people believed in me. Circumstances and people. We can always look outside and find ways that the world isn't working for us as an excuse. It definitely feels good. I mean, because it's easy, right? It's so easy. It's more difficult, though, to go, hey, how can my circumstances serve as leverage? How can I turn my ADD into something that benefits me? That's what I had to do to become a Navy pilot. I had to work so hard to learn how to focus. And now the beautiful part, the ironic part, is the hard work I had to do just to get myself accepted to college and into flight school and then pass flight school to learn how to overcome that is exactly what I teach people how to become more focused in their businesses and in their lives. It's nuts. Blows me away. That's called using your circumstance to your advantage. Most people will look at their circumstances or the people in their lives and go, well, I don't have people that support me. No, JT, you don't get it. My spouse definitely doesn't support me. I have to put up with this. They do this. They say that. Hey, who's in charge here? You or them? Whose life is it? Are they in charge of your life? Is that what it is? Because I don't know one person except slaves and prisoners who have another person in charge of them. Yeah, you might have a boss at work, and that person may dictate how you spend your time in that pocket of time you're at work. But when you go home, you're done. And the same goes for your spouse. The same goes for anybody. You could be committed to somebody, right? You could be responsible to somebody else. You could say to yourself, no, I have to support my spouse and my children. I have to support my household, and I get that. That's a responsibility. But instead of looking at it as an impediment, look at it as the way for you to get to that next level. There is a way to leverage it when you reframe it. When you turn it, instead of turning it into an excuse, you convert it into an answer. How do we do this? First is you got to get clear. See, get clear on the desired result you want, believe in the mission, and also believe in yourself. Those two are very important, to get clear on the result, the desired result. A lot of times people get clear on a result, but it's the result they fear. Well, what if it doesn't work out? That's the result you're clear on. Here's the better question. What happens when it works out? What happens when you knock the cover off the ball? It doesn't matter if you swing the first time and hit it or if it takes you 10,000 strikeouts to get there. At some point, you got to do whatever it takes to get yourself to that point. Remember yesterday I was talking about the purpose of work and effort? The purpose of work and effort is to earn the right to keep doing more of what you do. The desired result that you're shooting for, that's what you should be working toward. That's when you wake up every day and go, hey, it's not just the desired result that I'm aiming for. It's the hard work that I get to do tomorrow. I get to earn the right to do it again. Because as I do it one day, then I get to do it a second. And as I do it a second day, I earn the right to do it a third day. And if I do enough of those days in order, and if I keep showing up to it with consistency and with focus, eventually I'm going to get to the desired result. So go get after it. Next is you got to go beyond. You see, your mind has limited you to this point. What if just once you went to that higher level? Just once. What if you just went one level higher? I'm not talking about you go from zero to hero, okay, like all the gurus want you to think as they show you all the videos of their cars and their garage and all this other crap. I'm not talking about that BS. I'm talking about if you just went to the next level higher right now. Maybe it's an extra $1,000. Maybe it's an extra $5,000. I don't know what it is. Whatever the next level is for you, the next 10,000, 100,000, next million, everybody's at a different place in life. So I'm not here to place that on you because that would be me placing a limitation. My question to you, and only you know this, is what does it mean for you to go beyond? Because whatever that next level is for you, that's the one to shoot at. Don't be shooting at the goal line, at the finish line. I've said this story many times, but I'm going to share it very quickly with you. Back in October of 2012, I completed a full marathon, 26.2 miles. And I'm not a marathon runner. If you've ever met me, I'm more of a, you know, I'm a bigger guy, built more for full contact sports. And yet I went out there and I ran a marathon. There was a point when I hit mile 13 where I thought I was going to die. Literally. I thought my kidneys were shutting down. 13 miles I still had to go. I'd only gone 13. In my mind, I thought, holy crap, I've only gone 13. That was painful enough. And you got to add, like, we're doubling that? And then adding 0.2 miles to it? So in my mind, I'm thinking to myself, I might be in trouble here. And that's okay to realize that. I might be in trouble. But that's not an excuse. That's an awareness. That means now I have to step outside. I have to go one level up. I can't do what I've been doing. I can't just run at the same pace. I can't take it as easy as I've been taking it. And I can't psychologically just accept how I feel now as being that that's okay. Now I have to be willing to go, now I'm really going to dig into the pain. Now I'm really going to go to that dark place in my soul where I feel like I'm going to die. Not to be dramatic, but to literally get real with that fear of like, this sucks. This is so painful. And I could be doing permanent damage to my body. Is it worth me going 26.2? Is it worth me going that extra 13.2 from where I am right now? And the answer in my mind was yes. But I couldn't think about the finish line. I had to think about getting to the end of the street. That's all. Because to think about the finish line was a soul-crushing idea. To think I'm only at the halfway point was soul-crushing. What about you? Right now, wherever you are, you might be at the halfway point. You might at the beginning point. You might be a block away from the finish line. But if you're thinking about only the finish line and you still can't see it, think about the next level up. Staying stuck is easy. But it takes a true champion to push past that. It takes a true champion to go beyond that threshold of pain, discomfort, confusion, chaos, fear, whatever the thing is. Last thing I'll say about this is screw ready. The concept of ready is ridiculous. This idea like, well, I've got to do this to get ready. I've got to put all these ducks in play in order to get ready. I've got to do this. I've got to dot these I's. I've got to cross these T's to, quote, get ready. You're never, ever going to be ready. Ever. If somebody had told you how hard you'd have to work to get to this day in your life back when you were 10 or 12, you would say to yourself, there's no way. The first time you learned how to drive a car, you weren't ready. The first time you got on an airplane, you weren't ready. The first time when you walked down the aisle, whether for the first time or the last time, whatever it was for you, you weren't ready. If you've been fortunate enough to be blessed with children, you weren't ready, but you figured it out. You weren't ready for puberty, but you figured it out. You weren't ready for anything. Nobody's ever been ready. But you feel varying degrees of preparation. You feel varying degrees of, I can do this. It's that self-belief that you have to have. So how do we get there? You just go. You declare it. You own it. Then you go. Give yourself zero escape, but give yourself 100% permission. That's how you do it. Listen, sacrifice is necessary. You got to know what you want. You got to know what you need to do to make it happen. You got to know that the excuses are the thing holding you back. You got to know what you're willing to give to it, what you're willing to sacrifice. And then you got to have the certainty to go. You got to block out the ego. You got to block out the comfort. You got to block out all the excuses, and you just got to go. And so today, and literally every single day, make the commitment to yourself, the promise to yourself, sign the contract with yourself to do whatever it takes. Get clear on what you want. Go beyond where you think you need to go. Any kind of a limiting belief or any kind of point you've gone to this point, go to that next level. Go beyond where you are right now. Forget being ready. Don't worry about that. You don't need to be ready. You just need to go. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moeb Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.